Hamma takwe pe miyama lakhota. Ema janta hawa kin ziti ospai kile khesapa kin. Lilo wakan. Mitaki ye ate tashunka wit go tiospai. Mitaki ye ina wambli zuya tiospai. This is a traditional greeting of my people that I am bound to give, albeit it's a short version. What I said in my own language translated into English thusly. Hello, my relatives. I am an Oglala Lakota, and I come from our very sacred holy land, the Black Hills, where Yellow Thunder Village is. My mother is from the War Eagle clan, and my father's family is from the Crazy Horse clan. This greeting is to this day the way all Indians throughout the nation still greet one another, those that still know their culture. This is the only way we present ourselves to one another that is acceptable. We tell you who we are, where we are from, who we are from, our clans, and we do this without ever saying our name. Anything less would be an insult to you and to my people. Senators, my morning prayers to the great mystery always include you and your colleagues in Congress, as well as leaders in all governments. It is an honor to come before you as a spokesman for my people, the American Indians of the United States of America. In these United States of America, this great country of ours, we American Indians, we can be anything we want to be except American Indians. And that is created by the laws of this nation and condoned by its subsidiaries, the so-called tribal government, and designed for the Indian to fail, to be expendable, to be eliminated.
Let the ugliness reign. I'm gonna tell it to the north. Gonna tell it to the south. gonna tell it to the east and gonna tell it to the west. Now there's only one. Mad Mark After Dark. The man that hates everything except the real thing. Coming to you once again, right here and right now. So you better listen, because I always tell it like it is. Always have and always will. And tonight is certainly no different than any other night. You know, as the holiday season quickly approaches and we reach the end of another year, being that it's November, in the U.S., the lead into the holiday season is a holiday called Thanksgiving. And there's a massive tradition of a big dinner, and people put it out. They invite all their friends and family over, and we all sit around the table. Now, I have been to my fair share of Thanksgiving, but I'll tell you the truth. I don't eat turkey. To me, even when I didn't eat meat, it was too dry for me. It was kind of disgusting. And honestly, I don't believe in killing a bird like that. You know, as I look up at all the musicians that I have admired over the years, like Bon Scott, oh, God, Philip Lynott, Ronnie Van Zant, these people inspired me. But, you know, besides them inspiring me, I look up at these other pictures I have on my wall, and I think back to Sitting Bull, Red Cloud, Chief Joseph, and how they inspired me. And you know what? I think about the Thanksgiving holiday, and for me, on a very personal level, it's a very tragic day. It's when the Native American Indians lost their lives. And for them, it's a reminder of their dead ancestors, and it's not really a holiday, but rather a celebration, which America loves to do. They built it on a lie, and I refer to the Thanksgiving holiday as a day of mourning, and we all need to educate ourselves about what really happened to them. Go and read your history books, and look up November 11th, 1620. This is a date when the pilgrims arrived from England looking for religious freedom. Now, you got to all realize what they really were. The pilgrims were the very first religious fanatics who could not make it in England. The British didn't even want to deal with them. So they came here and wanted to convert the Native American Indians to their way of thinking. But what they didn't realize is that the Indians believed in their own spirituality, in the earth, in the fire, in water, and in the already high and mighty spirit. So when the first Thanksgiving dinner took place, you witnessed firsthand how the fascist pilgrims used their religion to manipulate Native American Indians. And it didn't really work and was quickly rejected by them. And sadly, mass murder took place for years and years after that very tragic dinner. Even after that massacre, their spirituality, both traditionally and today, emphasizes gratitude for creation, care for the environment, and recognizing of the human's need for a spiritual relationship with nature as well as others. Thanksgiving as a holiday originated from the Native Americans' philosophy of giving without expecting anything in return. And that's the true meaning of Thanksgiving. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I made a promise when I started the Mark After Dark show back in 1997 that I would tell it like it is. I've often compared the killing of those mighty Native American people to that of what Nazi Germany and the killing of 6 million Jews in concentration camps. I've heard tons of stories from my family about that. And to also the Spanish Inquisition, as well as the African-American slaves who were treated miserably and brought here against their will on slave ships. The murder of all those people, it's exactly the same thing. And a lot of people out there tell me, oh no, this is way different. And they come up with a million reasons why it doesn't matter. And in my opinion, it does matter. It's human rights, for God's sakes. That's exactly what this episode is all about tonight. So tonight we pay tribute to Native American Indians who aren't with us anymore, and those that are alive living on reservations, I hope they have the opportunity to listen tonight, because I stand with them as I always have. Well, moving on, in 1954, Johnny Cash moved to Memphis, Tennessee, and in 1955, Cash made his first recordings with Sam Phillips at Sun Records, recording classics like Hey Porter and Cry, Cry, Cry. And those recordings made Johnny Cash a superstar. But in 1958, Johnny Cash left Sun Records to sign a lucrative deal with Columbia Records and became an even bigger star, recording many more hits and developed the Man in Black persona, which we all know and love. And in 1965, Johnny Cash and June Carter appeared on Pete Seeger's TV show Rainbow Quest, on which Johnny Cash explained his start as an activist for the Native American people. Now, you also got to realize Johnny Cash stood with Richard Nixon during Vietnam, but also stood with the hippies against the war in Vietnam. On October 1st, 1964, Johnny Cash released Bitter Tears, Ballad of the American Indian, and the album itself was a concept album. It was his 20th album, and it was one of several Americana recordings at the time. But this one was very different. It focused on the history of the Native Americans in the United States and their problems. Johnny believed that his Cherokee ancestry was partially inspired his work on this recordings. And the songs in this album addressed the harsh and unfair treatment of the indigenous people of North America by Europeans in the United States. It was considered controversial at the time, and it was rejected by pretty much every single radio station and fans alike. I mean, the record companies said, you don't want to release something like that. But he did anyway. That's a true outlaw, for God's sakes. In 2014, a tribute album, Look Again to the Wind, Johnny Cash's Bitter Tears Revised. And it was released with the contributions of Gillian Welsh, David Rawlings, Emmylou Harris, Bill Miller, as well as many others. And then there was a documentary, and the documentary aired on PBS in February, again in November of 2016. The Vanishing Race is a perfect tune and a perfect opener for tonight's episode. So take a listen, and we'll be back.
Wagon train rolling along, they fade from my vision, and in time will be gone. I see an eagle in space. My people will follow the vanishing race. And in Indian brave rode along one day on a lonely mountain trail, and he gazed below with a heart of woe where the prairie schooner sailed. A vision formed like a mortal storm in the dust of the wagon train. A vanishing race appeared in space, and he sang this sad refrain. I, oh, 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 I, oh my patience, and the time will be gone. I see an eagle in space, and my people will follow a vanishing race. Oh, now great spirit so high, please spare them the sorrow you showed to my eye. My blanket I roll, and I ride to the valley of the brave Navajo. Oh, and I ride to the valley of the brave Navajo, over vanishing Napa. Oh,
marks on one of the two papers here. You will sign the red paper if you agree, which we hope that you do, and the black if you don't.
So they will know who's a friend and who's not.
So they will know who to take rations from.
So this is not your agency. The council at Standing Rock is next week. You have no place here.
Do you not recognize who this man is?
I know. He is Sitting Bull. But I do not recognize him as having any more of voice than any other Indian here.
Hear me then, for one last time.
They mean to take our land away from us. You may say they wish to give us land. This patch to you, this patch to you. But here is the truth. Each patch is for a man and all generations that follow them. And they know that this land cannot feed but one generation, not even so much as that.
All right, you had your say.
Do not interrupt.
You teach our children the words of your God. Be fruitful and multiply. But it seems these words are not meant for the Indian. For what kind of man would take a wife and have children he cannot feed? No Indian man. Not a Lakota, not an Arikara, not a Crow. You would have us cut off our balls and end our race right here on a patch of land on which nothing can live. And that will not happen. I have spoken.
We did not put you on this land. Red Cloud surrendered. He made peace with the government. Have you forgotten the bloodshed that came before?
Sitting Bull is a great leader. I believe this no matter that the whites see us men all as the same. But he did not sit with us in the council those many snows ago when our reservation was made. He did not sit with us in the next council when these borders that we were told were like marks in stone were moved. And the Black Hills and our hunting lands were taken from us. Sitting Bull might have had his say. Such was his suspicion of the whites. Such was his pride. I say today, for all ears within hearing, that if Sitting Bull had spoken the way he speaks today, I would not have touched that pen. I will not touch your pen to your paper. I will not touch it to your red paper. I will not touch it to your black paper. The white man will not see my mark again on his paper for the rest of my days on this earth.
When they try to tell you knowledge is a dangerous thing, it's such a dangerous thing. People that have it are the people that sin. The people that need it are the people that could never win. They could never win. Let me get you out of here, little broken wing. There are people around here that are right. There are people around here that like to sleep at night. There are people around here that go slow. There are people around here that don't take kindly to the killing of a buffalo. If they tear up all the trees and break up all the plants, and break up all the plants, did you do your duty and kill on command? Did you know the red man used to roam this land? Used to roam this land. Now the souls of lost warriors blow across the sands.
people around here, they get it right. People around here, we like to sleep at night. There are people around here that go slow. People around here, they don't take kindly to the killing of the buffalo. Listen to my story and listen to it well. Heaven is well. Listen to the glory of the gory details of the tale I tell. Did you know the red man very well?
I used to know him well.
Did you know the hunting ground before it became a hell? There are people around here that are right. There are people around here that like to sleep at night. There are people around here I don't know. There are people around here that don't take kindly to the killing of the buffalo. 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 The killing. The killing of the. The killing of the buffalo. 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 The killing. The killing. The killing. So listen to my story of genocide. They were hunted and slaughtered till there was no place left to hide. Did you know the red man used to hold his head with pride? Till every man, woman, and child were destroyed. There are people around here that get it right. There are people around here that couldn't sleep at night. There are people around here I don't know. There are people around here that don't take kindly to the killing of the buffalo. There are people around here that understand. There are people around here that couldn't give a damn. There are people around here that go slow. There are people around here that don't take kindly to the killing of the buffalo. There are people around here that don't take too kindly to the killing of the buffalo.
The killing of the buffalo. The killing of the buffalo. The killing of the buffalo. The killing of the buffalo. The killing of the buffalo. The killing. The killing of the. The killing of the buffalo. 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 The killing. The killing of the. The killing of the buffalo. 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 Killing of the buffalo.
As I woke this evening with the smell of wood smoke clinging like a gentle cobweb hanging upon a painted teepee, oh, I went to see my chieftain with my war lance and my woman, for he told us that the yellow moon would very soon be leaving. This I can't believe, I said, I can't believe our warlord's dead. Oh, we will not leave the chosen ones to the buzzards and the soldiers' guns. Oh, great father of the Iroquois, ever since I was young, I've read the writing of the smoke and breastfed on the sound of drums. I've learned to hurl the tomahawk and ride a painted pony wild. the gauntlet of the Sioux to make a chieftain's daughter mine. And now you ask that I should watch the red man's race be slowly crushed. What kind of words are these to hear from Yellow Dog, whom a white man fears? My child, oh, I can't stay to see you die, along with my tribe's pride. I go to search for the yellow moon and the fathers of our sons, where the red sun sings in the hills of gold and the healing waters run. Trampling down the prairie rose, leaving hoof tracks in the sand. Those who wish to follow me, I welcome with my hands. I heard from passing renegades Geronimo was dead. He'd been laying weapons when they filled him full of a there seems no reason why I should carry on in this land that once was my land. I can't find a home. It's lonely and it's quiet, and the horse soldiers are coming, and I think it's time I strung my bow and ceased my senseless running. But soon I'll find the yellow moon, along with my loved ones, where the buffaloes graze in clover fields without the sound of guns. And the red sun sinks at last into the hills of gold. At peace to this young warrior comes with a bullet. We'll be right back.
The second Monday of October is considered Columbus Day, and there are parades, especially here in New York. All the Italian Americans love Christopher Columbus. But in my personal opinion, and I have nothing against Italian Americans, Christopher Columbus was the very first terrorist in America. And between 1492 and 1504, he made a total of four voyages to the Caribbean and South America, and has been credited and blamed for opening up the Americas to European colonizations. Now, among the reasons for this criticism is the poor treatment of the native people, whose population declined rapidly after contact with the Spaniards. Now, Christopher Columbus required that the Native American Indian pay tribute to him in gold and cotton or be condemned to death. I had an argument with a woman on Facebook about this. Just this past October, I posted a picture up and I put my personal viewpoints on this piece of garbage, dare I say, online. Of course, she argued with me because maybe she was going to some big sale, and she deleted me and blocked me. Now, you know, I always wondered and found it kind of weird to have a celebration for somebody like him. I mean, Germany doesn't have a day off for Adolf Hitler's atrocities. Or maybe they do. I don't know. I don't think so. Got a lot of German friends that would tell me otherwise. So why is he even considered an important figure in history, given he didn't really discover anything? Instead, he got lost. So let's talk about someone who cares about Native American Indians in this episode. Well, in 1964, Charlie Daniels co-wrote It Hurts Me, a song which Elvis Presley recorded and who also worked as a Nashville session musician, often playing guitar and electric bass. Now, Charlie Daniels also worked on three Bob Dylan albums during 1969 and 70, and his own unique voice as an artist emerged as Charlie Daniels recorded his self-titled solo album in 1970 for Capitol Records. Give or take, just about 2 years later, he formed the Charlie Daniels Band, and the group scored its first nationwide hit with the top 10 song, Uneasy Rock. And since then, the Charlie Daniels Band has popularized radio with such memorable hits as Long-Haired Country Boy, The South's Gonna Do It Again, In America, The Legend of Woolly Swamp, and of course his signature song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, which won a Grammy for Best Country Vocal Performance by a Duo or a Group in 1979, as well as a Single of the Year at the Country Music Association's Awards. Now, Midnight Wind was released on October 7th, 1977, and was his ninth studio album. Indian Man was a pivotal song that perfectly describes the crisis that Native American Indians face on a daily basis. Now, another band that I love highlighted the same issue. Thin Lizzy, as we all know, is one of my favorites. Were formed in Dublin, Ireland in 1969 and was founded by drummer Brian Downey, guitarist Eric Bell, and bass guitar lead vocals Philip Lynott. Now, Phil led the group throughout their recording career of 13 studio albums, writing most of the material. Now, Eric Bell suddenly left the band on New Year's Eve back in 1973, as we all know. And auditions were held for new members, and Lynott and Downey eventually settled on guitarist Brian Downey and Scott Gorham. So between 1975 until 1977, this version released the band's most classic albums and developed their patented double lead guitar sound. And Lynott replaced Robertson with Gary Moore in 1978 and released Black Rose. But on October 10, 1980, with guitarist Snowy White, who replaced Gary Moore, Thin Lizzy released Chinatown, its 10th studio album. Now, Genocide, The Killing of the Buffalo, is one of my favorite tracks on there and fits in perfectly into our topic tonight. Now, Phil had a passion for human rights and Native American culture, and that song is just the proof of it. Now, Elton John has become a household name in the music community and began his career as a pianist at the age of 15 years old and drew inspiration from Jim Reeves and Ray Charles. His music really gained more attention in 1967 with the lyrical partnership of Bernie Taupin. Now, Elton John released his first album, Empty Sky, in 1969 and has released well over 30 albums since then. But on November 5th, 1971, Madman Across the Water, the fourth studio album, was released. Indian Sunset was an unexpected surprise off of this classic release, and Bernie Taupin's passionate lyrics to this song just about says it all. Moving on and leading into the next section of music, Paul Revere and the Raiders, oh God, were originally based in Boise, Idaho, and the group began as an instrumental rock band led by organist and founder Paul Revere. The band relocated to Portland, Oregon in 1965 and began recording a string of garage rock classics, adding Mark Lindsay as lead vocalist. Now, the band saw a huge U.S. mainstream success in the second half of the 1960s and early 70s. Among their hits, songs like Kicks, which ranked number 400 on Rolling Stone's list of the top 500 greatest songs of all times, Hungry in 1966, Him or Me, What's It Gonna Be in 1967, but on May 21st, 1971, Paul Revere and the Raiders released an album entitled Indian Reservation. Now, the song itself topped the top 100 charts on July 24th, 1971. Yeah, I'm laughing here because I never in a million years ever thought I would ever play anything by Paul Revere and the Raiders, and I'll tell you all why. Now, early on in my radio career, it must have been, give or take, maybe about 15 years ago or something like that, Mark Lindsay, one of the leading members of the group, decided to start using the Mark After Dark name. And he started, I think, in 2003. Now, let's be very clear about this. Mark After Dark is a trademark and has been since 1997 owned and operated by me. So I'm the one and only. Like I always say at the top of my show, listen, I had to send this guy a cease and desist letter at the time. And of course, he stopped using my name. He was like, oh my God, I'm using someone else's name. And then he actually emailed God and asked me if I can interview him. And I'll tell you the truth, to be perfectly honest with all of you, I've never been a big fan of Paul Revere and the Raiders. But this song, Indian Reservation, just about fits in oh so well with our tribute to Native American Indians. So take a listen to it, and we'll be back.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation, put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life, the tomahawk and the bowie knife, took away our native tongue, and taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays
is made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud you live, so proud you die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud you live, so proud. Maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return, will return. Thank you.
I found where that officer would have been standing who was in control of those guns.
I finally admitted that it was a massacre.
Just a plain all-out slaughter.
425 people who died as a result of many.
December 29th, 1890.
There are no mercy.
The massacre was said to have shattered the sacred hoop of the Lakota Nation.
We don't want people to forget what happened at Wounded Knee.
A people forgotten. A culture lost. A nation betrayed. And one journey to honor their past and reshape their future.
The Indian people must never forget we were once a free people. But if we forget that, we will cease to be Indians.
The Senecas are an Indian tribe of the Iroquois Nation. Down on the New York-Pennsylvania line, you'll find their reservation. After the U.S. Revolution, Corn Planter was a chief. He told the tribe these men they could trust. That was his true belief. He went down to Independence Hall, and there a treaty signed that promised peace with the USA and Indian rights combined. George Washington gave his signature, the government gave its hand. They said that now and forevermore that this was Indian land. As long as the moon shall rise, as long as the river flow, as the rivers flow, as long as the sun will shine, as long as the grass shall grow. On the Seneca Reservation, there is much sadness now. Washington's treaty has been broken, and there is no hope, no how. Across the Allegheny River, they're throwing up a dam. It will flood the Indian country, a proud day for Uncle Sam. It has broke the ancient treaty with a politician's grin. It will drown the Indian graveyards. Corn planter, can you swim? The earth is mother to the Senecas. They're trampling sacred ground. Change the mint green earth to black mud flats as honor hobbles down. As long as the moon shall rise, as long as the river flow, as the rivers flow, as long as the sun will shine, as long as the grass shall grow. The Iroquois Indians used to rule from Canada way south, but no one fears the Indians now and smiles a liar's mouth. The Senecas hired an expert to figure another site, but the great good army engineers said that he had no right. Although he showed them another plan and showed them another way, they laughed in his face and said, no deal, Kinzua Dam is here to stay. Congress turned the Indians down, brushed off the Indians' plea, so the Senecas have renamed the dam. They call it Lake Perfidy. As long as the moon shall rise, as long as the river flow, as the rivers flow, as long as the sun will shine, as long as the grass shall grow. Washington, Adams, and Kennedy, now hear their pledges ring. The treaties are safe, we'll keep our word. But what is that gurgling? It's a backwater from Perfidy Lake. It's rising all the time, over the homes and over the fields and over the promises fine. No boats will sail on Lake Perfidy. In winter it will fill. In summer it will be a swamp and all the fish will kill. But the government of the USA has corrected George's vow. The father of our country must be wrong. What's an Indian anyhow? As long as the moon shall rise, look up. As long as the river flow, are you thirsty? As long as the sun will shine, my brother, are you warm? As long as the grass shall grow.